Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Meanwhile, the Mavs this quarter, 5 of 6 from 3. Williams has 2 triples. Thompson with his 4th. Klay Thompson catching fire.
75% of the Tolos did not want it to happen. The Mavericks packed for 8 days like Michael Jordan in Phoenix, and the luggage is still intact. Good morning, Metroplex. It's the Thursday edition live of Sean and RJ. Choppy is out heading to Italy for the honeymoon. I'm Sean Sharif alongside Cowboys insider Bobby Roberto Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. Did you stay up for the Mavs' eventual beatdown of the Sacramento Kings? 120 to 106. I actually slept in a different room. Did not sleep in the room.
Oh, no.
It wasn't because of a fight. I know in your own household, you may be Mavs divided. So if you're rooting for the Mavs and your significant other, it's like me and Bobby today. Bobby's just mad and angry and bitter, like 75% of the Tolos over anything positive that the basketball team does. I'm rooting for it. Maybe you guys had a Mavs fight. Maybe you had a basketball fight. No, I just knew I was going to be up to about 11:30, so I watched in a different room and passed out.
Yeah, I didn't see most of the fourth quarter because it was just they were up at that point. I was like, all right, we're fine. Because I mean, that second quarter they were overwhelming. They were making just about anything they put up in the second quarter was going in, especially for old play-in Klay. It's not game 6 Klay anymore. I doubt he'll ever see a game 6 again in his career, at least if he stays here. But it was play-in Klay and knocking down all those threes. Brandon Williams, really impressive in the first half. He's been a bright spot. He's been good.
Nico found him.
I just can't. I was telling you when I walked in, I'm having a lot of trouble separating anything positive these players do, and it's nothing against them. They're collateral damage, unfortunately. I'm having trouble separating anything positive they do from anything positive for Nico Harrison.
Why don't you have that same problem of separation when it comes to the Cowboys?
Because, and there are a couple people who have brought this up, the Cowboys have never actively attacked the fan base. This guy actively attacks the fan base. The equivalent would be if 30 years ago, after Troy's third season, Jerry would have traded Troy for the last 3 years of Phil Sims in the division to a rival and gone, well, Phil helps us right now. I don't give a damn. That was stupid. Why did you do that? And then actively after that went, okay, let me just tell you guys why you're so stupid. Literally, out of everything Jerry and Steven have ever done, even when it's been a bad move, they've never ever told the fan base, let me tell you why you're dumb for not agreeing with us. In fact, usually they go, hey, we totally get the questioning. Like, that's kind of, they said, but this is our thought process. The Rangers, same sort of thing. Chris Young, hey, I know people wanted us to sell at the deadline. Look, this is what we're thinking. This is how we're looking at it. Nico Harrison, when he talks, when that little mute MF-er talks, he tells you how stupid you are.
And the others show up. The others show up normally right here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. But Klay Thompson, the Klay in, after going 0 for 10 during his Golden State appearance against the Kings, he had to exercise the demons, and he said he felt like the lid came off with that first shot that rattled on in. He proceeds to hit 4 threes in 3 minutes, helps build a 14-point lead in the second quarter. He ends up scoring 16 in the quarter, and they are up 71-48 at half, and it's basically season over for Sacramento. Here's Klay on the breakout.
We've had to endure quite the year, especially when it comes to the injury bug. To have our team almost complete, obviously we miss our brother and Kyrie. I mean, we all could imagine what he would do for our team. The sky's the limit with he's in the lineup, but we're so desperate to keep the postseason alive. It's a privilege to play basketball this time of year. I told the guys before the game, I mean, we have nothing to lose. Go out here with a free swing, play for each other, and play free-minded, because that's when we're at our best. And there's nothing like being able to compete this time of year. It's truly special.
What are you snickering at?
All of it. First off, he goes, you know, it's been such a tough year, especially with the injuries. And then he almost like chuckles because he knows that's not especially why it's been tough. It has been because I didn't watch the first quarter hardly, because I changed the station as soon as I was watching it. When I turned it on, and when I hear the ESPN announcers jump in instantly with, yeah, look, you know, the injury bug, it's so bad. That's why the Mavericks are 13-20 since the Luka trade. And I just changed it instantly. I was like, stop trying to blame it just on the injuries. I know the injuries were a big part. Like, clearly, it's a massive part. They would have had a better record, but I don't want to hear about the injuries. The Mavericks floundered because they traded Luka. That's why. So I changed the station, and then I was like, all right, I'll change it back when the Rangers are done, but I'm not going to pick them over the Rangers.
A lot of question. Corey Majors brought it up yesterday in Crosstalk. How would they come out? How would they play? Would they just have a sense of, let's get this crap over with. Season over. Blow us out. Put us out of our misery. I think 82% of the Vegas money was actually on Sacramento. But no, it was the total opposite. I thought PJ Washington played with a... Man, PJ flexes after every single bucket. He is staring someone down. But I thought PJ Washington brought it from an energy standpoint. You got your lifts that you mentioned from some of the role players, but they do play hard, and they did play hard in handling the Kings. 44 points in that second quarter, and you said they got outscored the rest of the way.
Yeah, it was outside of that second quarter where it was 44-19, Sacramento outscored them 87-76. Like, it's something where Dallas took over in that second quarter. It felt like they couldn't miss. In fact, the only one really consistently missing last night felt like Anthony Davis early. But it's when you catch fire like that, when you dominate them to that extent and create that sort of margin, yeah, it's going to be hard for a team like Sacramento to come back.
I was worried about AD early on, settling for jumpers, fadeaways from the perimeter, not going inside, not posting up, not trying to just use his size, not trying to just dominate Sabonis or getting him in foul trouble. Man, I forgot what a good broadcaster Tim Legler was. I enjoyed him thoroughly with the color commentary and the analysis, but he was talking about how Sabonis was giving AD a hard time and made a very dangerous bet yesterday. Tolos are like, ooh, you're betting on AD in a big moment, in a big game? It's very dangerous, but it was 20.5 with the point total, and he ends up with 27. It did not feel like that, Bobby, in the first half at all. It did not feel like that when AD was complaining about calls. He was not happy with the officials, and he started off 2-for-9 in this game.
I was about to say, I thought he was like 2-for-10 or something when he started out, but he was not good early on. And it wasn't like he just got a bunch of awful looks. I thought he settled for some bad ones, but he had some clean looks at the basket and just missed. And it's, again, it's a collateral damage thing probably, but I find it really hard to root for him because of what he represents. And when you're watching Remember the Titans.
Root for Anthony?
Yeah, specifically Anthony Davis. I have a hard time doing it. And when you've got I remember the Titans when Petey's got his hand up, when Coach Boone walks in that first time and Coach Boone tells him, put your hand down. when 80 hit a three in the middle of that second quarter run. That was my thought. Was put your hand down. I don't want to see you standing up and like taunting the crowd. Sit down. I don't want to hear from any of you. And that's the tough thing for me is I'm finding I just hate the team until Nico's gone. Like I can't separate it. I'm pissed watching them play. I hate it's almost like watching the opponent score when they score. Because it's so frustrating to think Nico in that moment is thinking he did anything right.
As Nico is sitting there sipping the coffee, sitting there in his comfortable seat. In the road arena that he can enjoy at the AAC.
Just hate him.
In the moment emotion, we can all say, this is what I want, but then your team is playing a significant game to try to move on in the postseason. Did you find yourself, Fantext, actually rooting for them? Again, the poll question yesterday, do you actually want the Mavs to win? I was in the 25% minority. 877-881-1053. I did want them to win. I did not have this emotional back and forth. Peyton Russell, what about you? G-bag of the day winner, Peyton Russell.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You know, when Clay hit, I think, his fourth or fifth three in the second quarter, I fist pumped a little. I was like, okay, this team's got it. I can't believe it. I really can't. I had zero. I had all the doubt in the world that this team was actually going to pull this one off. And they played like, you know, I was like, is Kyrie out there? Well, why are they scoring so much? But, you know, the worst nightmare is happening. And it's if they win.
Well, it's not going to last long. I thought they would win yesterday. They're not going to beat the Grizzlies. So if you're upset, if you're ticked off, don't worry. They are not moving on to face the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Some of the fan techs going to need you to up your hate, Bobby. You're letting me down. 972, this Mav segment has been entirely too long. F the Mavericks. Jeez. 214, is a play-in game worth not getting Cooper Flagg? 817, Jerry and Steven never did anything as stupid as giving up Luka for $24 and a handful of beads.
Jason Kidd on the offensive performance and the W.
Being able to set screens with AD and him, and then also I thought the relationship between Clay and D-Live was at a high. They were channel two-ing him, and so he was being able to get the ball to D-Live, and I thought D-Live did a great job of playmaking. He was unselfish. He didn't look to score. He looked weak and got guys wide open shots.
Did he say he looked weak?
Yeah, I don't know what that meant.
Did you hear that?
Play it again? What did he? I don't understand.
At the very
why he said
end.
That.
At the very
playmaking.
End.
He didn't look to. He was unselfish. He didn't look to score. He looked weak and got guys wide open shots.
Oh, he looked to the weak side, I guess.
Okay. Looked weak.
Yeah, when he said it in the past, I was like, what does he mean he looked weak? Like,
spread for tomorrow night. What is the point spread? Mavs at the Grenades.
Grizzlies minus 4.
6.5.
Good. Please, just get over it. I'm so done with it.
There now, can the Cooper Flagg dream still be there if you lose to the Grizz?
Or yet.
Did last night get rid of that?
Yeah, it's still there if you lose to the Grizzlies. But yeah, I mean, they need to get eliminated. If you want any shot at all of anything being rescued for this team into the future, then you need to lose. Because you've got to have some sort of a shot to get up into the lottery.
Earlier game, Tyler Hero was the best player last night in all of basketball as the Miami Heat take care of the Chicago Bulls, get Chicago up out of here. He drops 38. He started off like 8 for 8, and the Miami Heat beat Chicago 109-90. So you had two road upsets with the 9-10 playoff scenarios.
Who needs Jimmy Butler? Who needs him when you got Tyler Hero to just cook the Bulls? It's it was the battle of the two teams spurred by Jimmy. But no, honestly, it's I caught the last like second half of the Bulls Heat game last night, and it's something where it again stands out just how useless I feel like the play-in ultimately is. I'm fine. I think if there's one spot for the play-in, this feels like too much to me.
Feel just like the NCAA tournament play-ins?
But no, because I mean,
at large or whatever.
Even the NCAA tournament play-ins are like, all right, here are your play-in games, and boom, you're in. Like, this is a tournament of play-ins. Yeah. Like, it just feels like,
are they going home? Out. Are they done? No, do they get to move on? Do they get to face?
Yeah. Oh, you're the one who loses and gets to play again. You're the one who loses and go home. Okay. All right. Now these two play, and I mean, it's you get the. I mean, the Grizzlies potentially getting two opportunities to lose, and get bounced when they would have been a top 8 seed in the previous years. It's just, I think the whole setup is ridiculous.
So Friday night, 6 o'clock, Heat Hawks, 8:30, Mavs Grizz, after they get the Kings general manager fired after the game. What a dumpster fire that organization is. That owner might be the worst in sports that we don't bring up. Vivek with Vlade. I don't even know if Vlade's still there, but that is a mess every single year. Doug Christie bringing his wife for consultation. General manager, it's trades, De'Aaron Fox. It's ugly. It's ugly over there, and he needs to be nominated as the David Tepper of the NBA.
So there may not be a more messed up sports city right now. Well, I mean, Dallas is pretty bad with Nico Harrison, but
yeah. What? Oh, the baseball.
Yeah. I mean, you've got the A's and the Kings out there. Both of those are just messy situations.
Of course, the Nico meeting became a national.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know, I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A story. We have brand new information on what led to it. Does it change your mind at all or scare you even more? Plus, Rangers, Stars, and the payload at 640, the Thursday edition of Sean and RJ. Just getting started. Glad you're waking up with us right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Here's a line drive into right. Coming on is Adolis. He's there to make the play, and that'll do it. Luke Jackson throws just six pitches to record the final three outs. He notches his sixth save of the year, preserving this 3-1 win over the Angels.
3 2/3 for the bullpen, zero runs allowed. Patrick Corbin getting swings and misses all over the place. 5 1/3, one run, six strikeouts. Corey Seager starting to get going. He had three hits, two runs batted in. Jake Berger had three hits, and the Texas Rangers take game two against Washington Angels. 3-1 on this radio station.
Yeah, now, well, real quick, I'm looking at the Franklin Pringle injury attorney's fan text before I weigh in on the Rangers. 214 is giving you guys a traffic update. It says an 18-wheeler wreck is out there right before you get to downtown Dallas on 45, and they're turning people around. So they say if you're going northbound on 45, you're going to want to bail on that one. Whoa. So watch out. Yeah, Corbin, it's funny. Last night I jumped in the car to go get some gas, and when I got in the car, I turned on the radio, and so I heard Sandler them bringing the game back in the sixth inning.
Did you go in the car to get the gas so you wouldn't have to do it this morning?
Yes. Yeah. Because I was when Choppy's out like this, or when you're out, I will wake up every hour because I'm paranoid. Those are the days I'll oversleep.
How are you doing a better job of not oversleeping at all? What have you changed?
I'm just only getting like 3 hours of sleep tonight, basically, is what it is, because I keep waking up in the middle of the night. But no, last night I woke up at like midnight, 1, 2, 3, 4, and then finally got up at 5.
Well, I think yesterday proved me and Peyton could just do it, so you can rest easy and try to sleep in.
Yeah, I mean, Peyton's winning awards for his one day of broadcasting already. It's really impressive. G-bag of the day. No, but I get in the car, and it's the sixth inning, and they're bringing it back, and Matt Hicks says they don't have anybody warming up behind Patrick Corbin right now, and Sandler goes, why would you? Like, yeah, like he's dominant. And then it was funny, everything started falling apart right after that. I was like, look what you did, Sandler. You went and jinxed old Patrick Corbin. But he was good yesterday. He's not typically a huge swing and miss guy.
Yeah.
He's kind of just been the innings horse, is what we've talked about with him. But
and
he was good.
You get that type of start from him based upon his numbers last year. They got him to be a rubber arm, to be a workout, to be a workhorse, and man, one of those starts can offset like two or three bad ones based upon my expectation for what Corbin was going to bring.
Yeah, as if he can just give you that in spot duty, you know, covering a start every two or three times through the rotation, I'll take that. That's perfectly acceptable. And that's what he was brought in to be. That's why when they made the signing and we had some reaction on the fan text, it was like, doesn't he kind of suck? Doesn't he like walk a lot of guys? Because it's like, look, as long as he can just be an innings eater for you and in a 162-game grind, yeah, you just say, all right, give me 5-6 innings, save my bullpen every now and then, give a guy a break in the rotation, then I'll take it. And when he pitches like that, that's money.
Can we start the NHL playoffs already?
Into the zone, wide open Forsberg. Across, score! Philip Forsberg, his second assist of the period, and Ryan O'Reilly had a wide open net.
Preds TV with the call started off well. Tyler Seguin back after missing the last 57 games, and he picked up an assist on the first shift. The Stars went up 17 seconds in, and then it was all Nashville. 3 goals in the first, 2 goals in the second. They go on to beat the Stars 5-1. Let's start this thing Saturday night at the AAC against the Colorado Avalanche.
Go Stars, baby.
Yeah, let's go Stars, baby. Here's the good thing about Choppy being out is that you can't cut my mic for no hockey.
Hey,
go.
Payne can do it.
Yeah, no, it was Money Puck said 72% for the Predators last night, and that's sure how it looked. Here's the positive. You didn't get outscored in the third period. Put up a big goose egg, 0-0. That's the positive thing. I will say this. This is, what, 7 straight now, 6 straight for Dallas that they've lost. If you look at the last couple times that we've had teams win the title, they are dragging into the playoffs.
Oh.
The Cowboys had a bad run. The last time they won in 95 heading into to the postseason.
You're going this far back.
The Rangers. And in other sports. No, I'm just saying, look at the past years.
And it's actually 7 straight losses.
Well, yeah, I said 6 or 7. Now, here's the Rangers, same sort of thing. We thought they were going to be one. They were so unlikely to win. Remember, Bassick took vacation time in the middle of their wild card games because he was like, well, they're going to lose, so what does it matter? And they turned it around. So I'm going to say, I'm going to be optimistic. This isn't a Nico Harrison-led team that I'm just assuming will fall apart. This is a team that's going to rebound at the right time.
We have an update and some insight on why and how that Nico DFW reporter meeting took place.
For you, what I don't understand, and again, people scrutinize this trade and have opinions of it. Why did they do this closed door? I don't think that really sat well with anybody. Forget about, you know, the local fit, but anybody. It didn't go over very well.
So, Bob, my understanding is Nico Harrison did not want to do this closed door round table. This was not his idea. This was something that was enforced by their owner, Patrick Dumont.
All right. So McMahon suggested that with us yesterday, or he may have said it on the Hoop Collective. He may have said it with Windhorse and Bontemps.
He mentioned it with us too.
Patrick Dumont made Nico and Welts go out there. Is that better? I know the whole thing's bad. Is that better or worse? I think it's actually worse that the owner, the one who can save us by getting rid of Nico, since McMahon says he's not resigning, making seven figures for the next 3 years, that Patrick Dumont's judgment was to force Nico to go out there and do it. Makes me feel worse about it.
It makes me feel a little glimmer of hope that he's getting frustrated with Nico and that he might fire him.
Oh, okay.
Like, to me, it's like, you need to start answering for some of this. And the fact that he wanted him to do it 2 weeks ago before the Lakers game, before Luka came in here, means that at least one person in there right now, Dumont, seems to have some sort of awareness of, guys, we got to turn this around a little bit. Something's got to be, like this needs to be addressed. This needs to be cleaned up to some extent because we got to stop bleeding money. That to me is at least a little encouraging. He doesn't know basketball, apparently. That's one thing we keep hearing consistently about Patrick Dumont now. But it at least gives me a little bit of encouragement that, okay, he is at least frustrated enough that he thinks Nico needs to start answering for some of this and working things over with the fans a little bit. That's a positive to me in that sense, even if the ultimately said, all right, no recording devices, no cameras, none of that. That's ridiculous, and that's not encouraging. But
Stephen A. Smith responded to the whole fiasco on ESPN.
I hate it. First of all, what the hell is that about? No cameras? No tape recorders?
They did allow tape recorders after they got in the room, just for clarity.
So they allowed it when they got in the room?
They negotiated at the end. Just
negotiated
clarity.
At the end. So
you can win negotiations with Nico Harrison, apparently.
I'm just saying, you walk into, you got a press conference. Good line, Wendy, good line. But you're having a conference with the media, and they have to negotiate to have tape recorders in. I mean, that just shows you how paranoia has kicked in.
I just had to play that for the Windhorse line. That was good. Apparently, you can win negotiations with Nico, and then Stephen A. really got into it.
You can do what you want to do as an owner. You can also be called stupid for doing it. And that's exactly what I'm calling Dallas Mavs ownership. Stupid for doing what they did. We live in an age where the podcast world has proliferated. It's taken on a life of its own. The media is people who ain't even in the media, okay? I mean, they're all, because we're all lumped in the same bowl. You got stuff going on, comments out the wazoo, and you think it was wise to mandate that your general manager have a meeting and no cameras allowed? Really? Like, that getting out was going to help you as an organization.
Here's what I need clarity on, and something that I don't think we've been able to understand yet. Is this Dumont who said, go out there, talk to the media with no cameras? Or did he say, you guys need to do this, and then the PR director and Nico were the ones who went, all right, we'll do it, and then they set parameters that weren't run by Dumont? That's what I need to know, is if those parameters were also set by Dumont, or they just kind of went, all right, here's our way to undermine the fact that we're supposed to talk.
Chandler Parsons, with a lot of NBA and still Maverick ties, he couldn't understand either when he heard about this on Run It Back.
Imagine the GM of the Spurs making a trade and going, you know what? I don't care what Tim Duncan or David Rott, why
even,
never
happened.
They didn't even ask him about that. He just willingly just brought up the best Mav of all time, and that his opinion doesn't matter, or the fan base that buys the tickets that goes to support this team, they don't matter. Like, this is just the weirdest interview I've ever seen in my life. It's, and it makes deaf. It's tone deaf. It's no awareness. It's disrespectful.
It's antagonistic, weirdly, for no reason. I don't get it.
Just face the music. Do your sit-down interview. Say, this is why I did it. I believe in Anthony Davis. I don't care that he's older. I don't care that he's been hurt. I love Max Christie. I think them collectively, and we add a couple pieces defensively that can make us a better team than with Luka, and I don't think Luka's body's going to hold up. Stick to your guns.
Pump up your guys.
Do
this
that and
like.
Talk about this city and talk about getting back to the level that Dirk had us at, winning a championship. Not saying you don't care about his opinion and the family's opinion. It's just, it's very cowardly. It's very weird, and I just don't understand how they even let him do this.
The only thing Chandler was wrong about there is he was asked about Dirk by McMahon. Like, did you run this by Dirk? And Nico's like, well, Cuban and Dirk aren't in the building every single day. The other thing that ticked me off as a fan, and I'm sure infuriated the fan base even more, is Nico saying, hey, you're entitled to your opinions. We're excited. I think once we win, that'll change your mind. Like, you know, it's one of those things when you're in an argument and you're set in your ways. I try to do this. I don't know if women actually do, but I'll tell the people in my life, hey, I'll tell Bobby. I told Bobby last week, as a matter of fact, or 2 weeks ago, whenever, you know, my on and off again work schedule kicked in.
I was about to say, is that why you and Amanda were fighting? Because you weren't in the house for 3 days?
We haven't fought.
No, yesterday, but you sleeping in the other room.
There was no fight there. But I'll tell Bobby, like, hey, I'm in a bad mood, all right? I try to say that up front. That's very refreshing for me to just know from someone versus me having to play this guessing game. Very rarely I'll be in a bad mood, like, at home or in the house, but I'll just say it. I'm in a bad mood. So anything you say to me, I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear you tell me when I'm going to be happy again. That's what Nico did. Yeah. I don't want to hear you suggest you can control my feelings when I'm so angry and ticked off. And I'm not going to get over it in the next hour. I'm going to get over it on my own timeline. It's just one of those maybe male things where it's don't instruct me or try to predict when my feelings are going to change.
Oh, no, that's definitely not a male thing only. I've had trouble before. And trying to tell Kristen when her feelings are going to change about things. No, I know that doesn't work. No, but that is, he doesn't get it because here's the problem. Somebody even asked this on the fan text earlier. They said, if they go on a run and make it to the NBA finals, how will you guys feel?
Yeah.
And I said, I will feel irritated that they made it to the finals and Nico thinks he did something right.
Yeah.
Because it will never be right. And so to me, no, wrong. You winning, it might make me angrier. It might because I don't want any success for you. I think you are a bad person. I think you're a weak excuse of a man. Not you, Sean, but Nico Harrison. I think it's offensive to manhood and masculinity or whatever else you want to think to call him a man. Because he's not. He is weak. He is a coward. He is just and bordering on abusive psychological tactics towards the fan base. He is an awful human being.
All right. I don't think there's anything left to unload there. 877-881-1053. Do we have the biggest liar and perv in baseball? And stop lying about your dating picks. It's Thursday. He's on fire, on air. It's Peyton Phillip Russell with the payload. Next on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, am I hearing this right? The morning show is letting Peyton Russell have his own segment?
I just don't get it. We've known Peyton for years. He's horrible on the mic. I mean,
and now two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Gathering the foreigners, this is going to be a train wreck.
Daddy does work, mm-hmm. and Peyton just does board hopping. Mm.
That is right. It's Thursday. It is 6:40. It is time for the payload. And to be honest, I'm surprised I saw payload on the rundown this morning. You know, after yesterday's debacle. But look, I'm still here.
Well, we're here to carry you now.
That's right. That's right. That's why I have you guys. That's why you guys.
If Choppy would have been in, Sean probably wouldn't put it on the rundown. But we are short a guy today, so we had to fill with something.
It would have been chopping it up. Now, I think not the worst part, but, you know, Jake comes in and tries to, you know, hype me up a little bit afterwards. He's like, hey, man, you know, you did great for first time hosting by yourself. I had some tips and stuff for you as well. Like, he's giving me tips on how to host solo. And so I was like, all right. Like,
you should have heard what Jake told us when he walked in.
This man back here, right in there. The thirstiest for the mic you've ever seen.
What did he tell you?
He said he wants y'all to have your own Abbott and Costello bit on the air.
He's like, me and Peyton can co-host every day from 5:30 to 6.
And I told him, I said, every day?
I don't think Pepe's trying to do that.
Let's do like maybe once a week, you know, every 6 months or something like that. But we'll see if we can figure something out. But
no, we're not.
Sean, we're going out to your hometown in Baltimore, Maryland to start off this segment. I didn't know they produce liars out there, because we found the biggest liar in all sports, maybe on the face of the planet, after this comment he made on the Orioles broadcast. We have Jim Palmer yesterday on the Orioles TV talking about how he's never had this popular food item.
You know, I've never had a wing, ever.
What do you mean you've never had a wing?
Never, ever had a wing.
You've never had... Wait a minute.
No, I'm just never have.
You've never had a chicken wing?
No.
Like,
why would I?
Why would you?
Don't they have skin and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lots of things have skin.
But I don't eat skin.
Apples have skin.
Why eat apples?
You've never had a single chicken wing?
No, never thought about having.
That is staggering. So what kind of chicken do you eat?
White breast.
What about like
fried chicken?
You'll eat fried chicken?
Never had fried chicken.
Never?
Well, I've taken the crust off.
I think if I was in a cave, I would stumble upon a chicken wing at some point. Like, I mean, they're everywhere. And then the fried chicken comment, I rolled my eyes at that one.
I had fried chicken yesterday. Look, I believe him.
I do too.
Jim Palmer is growing up around Maryland. Jim Palmer, oh my God, Orioles Hall of Famer, announcer forever. He there's some weird Jim Palmer stories. There's some stories about him being a jerk. I've never had any personal interaction, but Jim Palmer is one of these like lean, mean looking guys to where you could see him. I think, was it Gabe Kapler who picked off the breading on the McDonald's nuggets? I think it was Gabe. It was someone like that. But I believe this because there's a lot of weird Jim Palmer stories. But man, no wings. RJ pulled this years ago when he said it took him like 35 or 40 years of life to have an omelet. He never had an omelet. What's weirder, never having fried chicken, a wing, or an omelet? I think fried chicken's probably one.
Yeah, the fried chicken's probably
like Jim
one.
Obviously, like RJ, does not like to eat with his hands. He doesn't want to get his hands dirty, and he sounds like a health freak. So no skin. He doesn't want to eat the thigh. It's only boring, dry, white breast meat.
I like white breast. I'm with Jim Palmer on that.
I like all breasts.
I do too.
Well,
I'll
not
eat the,
like you.
I'll eat the dark meat too. Yeah. I'll eat the
white.
Dark meat too. Or
sounds about white.
Or in some cases, maybe the dark and the light mixed together, like that point. But
tell
I would say,
your story. Wait till you hear that. Wait till you hear this, Bobby. Follow up.
I don't. I'm not sure if I've ever eaten a mushroom. I've definitely never swallowed a mushroom.
Okay, I can see that.
So because I can't recall if I just was turned off by them as a kid.
Yeah.
Or like just looking at them and the smell of them, because they smell disgusting. My sister used to get mushrooms on pizza, and the scent coming off the pizza used to make me gag. But I'm pretty sure I had started eating and I spit it out instantly because it was so gross.
Yeah,
to me.
You can't eat one raw. That's
it was
for
gross.
Sure. That has not been cooked. But I love mushrooms when they're cooked.
Well, and last night, of course, they had to follow up on the broadcast. They actually brought him out a platter of chicken wings, and he went with the ranch over the blue cheese. But he also brought up that if he needed to wear gloves to eat these things. I believe they were buffalo. So he was like, how do I eat these? Do I wear gloves to eat them? Which, I mean, I know people that, you know, eat crawfish with gloves. I've never been a glove to food guy. You know, just you got to go raw with the hands.
That may be the number one for me, that because I've never eaten crawfish.
That's not a crime. But I think Palmer said if the Orioles hit another grand slam during a game he's calling, he will eat a chicken wing for the first time in his life. But you're saying he ate this chicken wing?
You know,
with the ranch?
So they brought it out there. I guess I don't know for sure if he actually ate it, but he was like, you know, he was asking questions about, do I need to have, you know, do I go ranch, blue cheese? You know, where's the napkins? Where the gloves at? So maybe he did eat last night.
God, he's brave. So brave of him to do that.
So Atlanta brave.
Exactly. Great segue, Sean. So it's the payload every Thursday at this time, and we go from the biggest liar in baseball to maybe the biggest perp in baseball. It's a debate that will never end. But when is the right time to hit on the opposite sex while working in sports? Is there ever a great time to do it? You be the judge here. This is Braves reporter Wiley Ballard from the other day talking to a couple of girls in the stands at the Blue Jays versus Braves game. And he was just trying to spit some game. And you be the judge if this is deemed inappropriate or not.
We're having a lot of fun up here up the Corona rooftop. Who do we got here? What's your name?
My name's Lauren.
Lawrence, all right.
And I'm Kayla.
Kayla, and you guys hang out at the rooftop lounge often?
Once a year I come out to visit.
Okay, well, we timed it pretty well. All right, good. How are you guys feeling about rooting for the Braves today?
Oof, I don't know. I'm hoping for the best.
What about you? Are you a Braves fan now?
Not quite.
Not quite. All right, I'm gonna go to work up here, guys. Good luck the rest of the way.
Okay, Wiley. You got four innings to get the numbers.
Come on.
Get us some more Braves fans.
All right, so they want me to get your number.
They want you to get my number.
I'm dead serious. They're saying in my ear right now, she didn't believe me because she thinks you guys are not. I'm making this up. Even if you guys weren't, I might use that in the future. That's actually a pretty good move.
This is unbelievable.
So the best part of this right now is that Wiley could totally be faking it. This might be the new move. Okay. Just walk around with a FanDuel microphone and an earpiece in and convince fans that they're actually on TV.
I should have thought of this years ago.
I am speechless.
I got the number. We're good.
It seemed just like an innocent thing, but...
And if anyone's to blame, it's the booth, the broadcast booth. He was ready to bail. He's like, all right, I got to go back to work. This is fun, little flirtation. The broadcast booth is like, all right, go ahead and get the number. I cannot believe... I shouldn't say that because everything today has to be a controversy. I cannot believe this turned into a controversy.
There were so many, and it looked like it was a lot of, I'm not going to call, you know, because they're females, but it was a lot of female reporters out there that, you know.
New York Daily News, I got them. It's coming out of New York as well. Newsday, New York Daily News saying basically if a woman did this, she would be slut shamed for the rest of her career. If I had ever done anything close to this, my career would be over. This is flabbergasting. Is this a double standard? Try to be objective.
No, it's just this is like soft, can't do anything.
To me, it's
like,
about entertainment.
It was funny. It's like clearly a bit.
But if Emily Jones did it.
No.
If Emily Jones did it, there was two guys in the outfield and she's like, what are you guys doing here? What would the internet do?
In fact,
be honest.
I'll tell you what the internet would do. If it's the same exact setup, only put Emily Jones in there as the reporter, the only difference is the announcers get crushed for talking like that to her and going, get the number. they get crushed is what happens.
CBS MLB editor Kate Feldman. This is one of the most insanely inappropriate things I've ever seen. Like, I legitimately cannot believe it's real. What? Is it that? None of that entered my mind. And I'm probably the most sensitive one up here of, don't do that. Be careful. I mean, the three of you, the F the FCC. And I'm trying to sit here and police the show a little bit. Come on, this is just about entertainment. In-game entertainment. That's all it was. And then you know what Wiley did as a follow-up, this guy? He found he found a hot dog seesaw the other day. And in the game shot, he was riding the hot
dog.
She
has a name.
He was going up and down with this hot dog seesaw.
Sorry, don't cancel me, New York Daily News, for that joke.
Man, I can't believe this turned into a thing.
I think this needs to be the ongoing bit. They just need to find, you know, this guy needs to find girls in the stands every game now just to prove a point. Yeah. Say, we're going to do whatever we want
here. I was even judging. I feel like she was down because she's like, oh, they told you to get the number? Like, you know, you didn't want to get the number?
It was a good game. Oh, the guys in my ear tell me to get your number.
I've always wanted, one of my biggest regrets while single is not hiring a film crew or giving people $200 a piece for 3 hours or 4 hours on a Saturday and having them follow me around bar hopping in Uptown. One of my biggest regrets.
Oh, you wish they would have done that?
I wish I would have done that. I wish I would have paid them to fake film me. Fake follow me around.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I thought you feel like a superstar, basically.
I thought you were saying to actually, like...
No, don't hit record.
Track the way that you were hitting on women.
No.
Dude, only hit record whenever it works. You know?
To watch the reaction of everyone being like, who's that? Is that someone? That must be someone famous. They're filming a documentary on them.
When I was wingmanning for Walchuck in Oxnard that one summer... Dude, when we came on the air and talked about it, there was a handful of people who were talking about it. They were going, you guys are disgusting, predatory, gross. But and I'm like, you guys are just, I don't know. There is something about this current age of like a third of society are complete morons about everything. And this acting like offended on behalf of other people is about the lamest thing going in society right now outside of Nico Harrison.
I think a woman would get judged differently, though. People would give her attention, but... It wouldn't be like, oh, that's cool, that's pimp. Because you can't go around. There is a double sleeping standard.
Oh, I get, like, I work with Jane, obviously. And, like, so, I mean, I get, I see all the time how she gets double standards on social media whenever we talk about certain things.
Yeah.
But I've also seen it to where it's
especially
like,
when she disagrees with you about Nico.
I filmed her one time, like, when she was standing up doing her first shot. And I said, America's sweetheart is back, like, jokingly. And somebody got on there and was like, would you call a male colleague America's sweetheart? I was like, shut up, you loser.
877-881-1053. Let's hook you up with Renegade Tickets. Another award-winning edition, maybe G-Bag award-winning edition of The Payload with Philip Russell. We say goodbye to Tyron Smith and a college kegger as Nico is going somewhere else. That's next with Sean and Bobby, 105.3 The Fan.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.